You wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation. Rolling.
Hold it now.
In our Los Angeles studios, because tonight is the Image Awards on NBC. He's nominated for the fifth year in a row.
Congratulations.
Roland Martin, good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Yes, in fact, the Image Awards first started on NBC, so it's actually returned home for the NAACP there. So certainly looking forward to it. So congrats to TV One, 5 Image Award nominations, including Unsung and Love That Girl. So we're looking forward to it. I get asked the one question more than anything else, that will President Obama be reelected? The second question probably is, have you ever met a black Nielsen family? That folks always want to know, have you met anybody who's a Nielsen family? Well, Oprah Winfrey got into a little trouble this week because she actually appealed on Twitter to the Nielsen family. And Nielsen wasn't too happy to explain, really, how does that even work? Is Eric Deggans, our homeboy, who is the media writer for the St. Pete Times. Hey, Eric.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Always a pleasure, Eric. Now, so Oprah sends a tweet out saying, if you know a Nielsen family, be sure to tell them to watch one of her shows. And Nielsen said, that is against the rules of Nielsen?
It is against the rules. Basically, the way Nielsen works is that it has a whole sample of people across the country. They figure out what
25,000.
They figure out what they're watching, and they use math to figure out what everybody's watching from that, right? So if you convince people using a special influence, if you ask them to watch something special other than what they would normally watch, it messes up the math, so it messes up the rating. Then Nielsen is very, very strict about that kind of stuff.
You can ask them to watch, but you can't say specifically ask a Nielsen person to watch.
Exactly. You can ask everybody to watch, but you can't say, hey, Nielsen families, watch my show. And in fact, Jimmy Fallon did a joke where he jokingly asked Nielsen families to watch a particular show, and they took the ratings off the book. They wouldn't even count the ratings for the show because they said it was unfairly influenced. They're very strict about that.
Are they gonna penalize Oprah for that?
Well, what they say is they're going to put an asterisk on the rating.
On her rating.
So that means if you're an advertiser and you're paying for time on that show, you can look at that asterisk and say, want to pay.
Oprah don't need more asterisks.
I think there was a level of desperation in the tweet already. it's looking even worse when you got an asterisk next to the ratings. That's even worse.
That's a good one, player. That's a good one.
So Eric, now obviously what this has done is this has led people to talk about ratings for her network and things along those lines. And do you think, Eric, that part of the problem here is they just played this thing up so huge that Oprah is probably now looking back saying, you know what, we shouldn't have raised expectations so much for this network.
Well, they were caught between a rock and a hard place, man, mm-hmm. because when Oprah goes to cable, it's an event, you know? So, I mean, there's no way to underplay that, the most successful woman in television starts a cable channel and puts her brand all over cable. I mean, I think they were stuck. The problem is that when you build cable channels, it takes time. You know, TNT was not the hugest channel in the world when it started. You know, most of these channels started playing reruns, and they slowly built up what they did. AMC, if you remember, started out as a home for, black and white movies. And eventually they figured out, Mad Men and Breaking Bad, and now they're huge. So her problem is that it would, normally it takes 5 to 7 years to build a cable channel.
But because it was Oprah, did they think the Oprah effect would be greater, stronger, faster?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure they did. And I'm sure she helped that. I mean, there are stories of her walking into sales meetings. The Oprah vibe takes over the room, and everyone's convinced, oh, my God, this woman, I mean, she has tremendous personal charisma. So she comes into a room and talks to the head of Procter & Gamble and says, hey, I'm going to blow the doors off of this. Well, of course you want to believe her. But cable works the way it works, and even Oprah can't change those rules.
You know what I think the problem is?
Mm.
Here's what I think the problem is. Oprah has had a problem with CEOs from the beginning.
Yep.
And then she became the CEO.
Yep.
Well, a CEO is different from talent. Don't I know it? A CEO is hired to make money
yeah.
They're gonna tell
for the
you
company.
What to do.
And talent generally does not know how to do a deal because they don't do deals. They perform after the deal is done. And she's the greatest of all times when it comes to that, but she knows absolutely nothing about being a CEO of a company.
Now, I just want to point out to Oprah and all the fans that Tom said that. I did not say that. So do not write the cards and the letters and the emails. Do not send them to Eric Nagin at the Tampa Bay Times. Send them to Tom Joyner.
Yeah, I'll have Oprah get above her big asterisk and come back.
I want to ask this on that comment.
Oprah don't need no more.
You don't need no more asterisk, man.
Eric, I certainly appreciate it. Eric, thanks for breaking it down for us.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks.
All right, bro. Take care.